Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two bros, no garden hose.
The honey dumb will cure crumbly numb with some funny fun, you old son of a gun. There you go.
Hey-o.
That was from this past weekend when Huddletron was there. Thank you to everyone who came to the Ryan Sickler episode. And we announced May 22nd, we've got the Doughboys. If you love that podcast, it's unbelievable. Those guys will be there. And Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek. I cannot wait for that.
Woo!
Let's jump into a story right now, okay?
Yeah.
So I went out to a restaurant for my wife's birthday this past Thursday. We sat outside. We sat out by the ocean. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. My kids were freaked out because they just didn't want to be at a restaurant. But I realized that, like, I think we've been out to eat three times. We went for our friend's birthday at an outdoor thing. Mm-hmm. We ate there. And then I'm like, I think one other time in the entire pandemic.
Yeah.
Sat on a
patio. I think I've probably been out like maybe five more times than that, but that's it.
The only place I've been indoors really has been the supermarket, right?
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
And I only try and go like once every like 1 or 2 weeks. You get the big shop, you get it out of the way.
You just want to avoid a lot of people in an indoor situation. And it maybe it's out of fear, but it's just, I think it's smart because we made it through, I think, to a degree.
I used to feel that way about drunk people. Whenever you saw a large group of drunk people, I was like, avoid that.
Right.
Avoid that. You're like, I'll go three streets over so I don't have to see the stumbling drunk.
I don't need to see the whole
night of the living drunk. Dude, yes. It's terrible.
Yes.
Those are like, just a large group of drunk people is like an out of control amoeba.
Yes.
That could get violent.
Yes.
And could suck you in.
And take you over and destroy your life.
That's right. With mind control.
Yes. Mindless control.
It's like once they recognize you, they want to buy you a drink. That's the hardest thing. If they do recognize you, which is wonderful and great, they want to buy you a drink.
You're like, we worked so hard in our career to have people know who we are. And then someone comes, I love you guys.
Let me buy you a drink. And you say to yourself, first of all, just for everybody to know, like if we're working at a comedy club, they'll give us drinks for free.
The drinks are free. If you want to do something nice, for real, if you see us at a comedy club and after the show you're like, let me buy you two a drink, I say, save your money on that.
Save your money.
Buy a t-shirt, buy a hat. That's so much better for us. The club gives us all the drinks we want. We'll be so much more grateful.
People want to buy that.
They want to give you the alcohol. Because
then they got you. It's like, I paid for
this. They kind of have one over on you. Yeah.
That's right. I paid for this and you got to
hang out.
You haven't vetted these people.
No.
You've just been force-fed a shot of Jägermeister and suddenly you're having some dude talk to you about how much meth was in George Floyd's system before Chauvin put his knee on his neck, right?
Correct. And like, I don't want to get into that.
Check the toxicology reports, man. I don't want to do that.
Check the
I'm so mad that you made me get a drink now because now I'm having this conversation with you. Large groups of drunk people at bars scare me.
Terrifying.
That's what I'm going to say.
They're terrifying.
And then in the pandemic, it was large groups of people at supermarkets. They scare me.
Yes.
Some unmasked if you're in a Midwestern or a
carrying these fake cards from fake doctors saying they have a medical condition that they can't wear a mask.
Right.
It's going to make them sick and die.
Well, there's one person who recently went to a grocery store who wishes that that was the only thing that he or she, and it was what he,
Let's
had to deal
it.
With. Let's get into it. Here we go. A man in New Mexico, mm-hmm. New Mexico, why mm-hmm. don't we call it that, mm-hmm. picked up a few unexpected passengers in his car while he was grocery shopping this week. This is the nicest way ever to say he was scared shitless.
Yeah.
Scared out of his mind.
Yes.
In fact, an estimated 15,000 bees swarmed into his car through an open window while he was shopping in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
I don't want to be mean, but
close the window.
Why you don't leave your windows down.
That's right. Who leaves their car window down at a grocery store?
But now, you know what? Thank God for this happening because I'm going to use this to tell my kids to roll up the window.
15,000 bees are going to come in
you
this
want
car.
15,000 bees in this car? Happened in New Mexico. I'm not making it up.
So
close the damn window.
So here's the deal, Jay. Who leaves their car door open at a grocery store? Someone without air conditioning, right?
Someone with a busted rear window.
someone going through a tricky divorce. I say tricky because you don't know who's who, who's doing what.
Someone who trusts the world too much. Because you're like, no one's going to reach in and open the door and hotwire my car. And
someone who's got a lot of theories about the guy in the CIA who was talking about UFOs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He wants to bring it up wherever you go. Mm-hmm. The Las Cruces Fire Department posted about the incident on Facebook Monday. Yeah, because what if they posted on TikTok? What if the fire department, they should be up on the TikToks, am I right?
I think fire departments are now competing with police departments to see how many followers they can get on Facebook.
And
trying to monetize it. So again, get better
that's
equipment.
What the fire department is doing on the 21 days that they're not working. Remember when they used to work out or play cards or cook or tell weird
stories?
It's all
Facebook now.
It's all Facebook. I don't know. They're like our great aunt on socials. Right. According to Facebook post, an unidentified man had left his car window open while he went shopping at Albertsons grocery store. We have an Albertsons out here. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want to identify yourself?
It's kind of your fault because the window, so maybe that's why you don't want to embarrass it. But are you embarrassed that bees were attracted to your shit?
It's not your fault. You didn't ask the bees to come in. You did something stupid to leave your window open. Fine,
but...
When he was done, the man reportedly packed up his groceries in the car and started driving away.
This is like Kurt Braunohler's bit. Our buddy Kurt Braunohler.
Yeah.
Said that
packed up his car and drove away. Remember Kurt Braunohler said that there were, 80,000 bees?
80,000 bees in someone's house and they didn't notice it.
They didn't notice it. So don't have a political discussion with anyone. If they're not noticing 80,000 bees in their house, they're not noticing the truth. That's essentially what he said.
They want to ignore the truth.
He drove away. He packed up the car and drove away. You didn't hear any buzzing. You didn't hear any weirdness. I hear two bees and I'm like, okay, where's the hive?
I heard a bee. We had a fly in our house and I started whacking everything all over the place.
Oh, I've broken windows with a fly swatter.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't listening to the jet engine sound that was coming from his back seat.
No, he was getting stung to death in the front seat.
While he turned on some light hits music from New Mexico.
Little Leo Sayer.
New Mexico's own K-Earth 103. Soon after 4 p.m., firefighters were called onto the scene where they found a swarm of bees inside the vehicle. When did he realize it? Did he just see
I would pull right over and get out and start running.
I would pull and just start running as far away. Door open.
Yeah.
Run as far as you can.
Not like you care if the door's open or not. Clearly, you've established you don't care.
You know, this is the type of guy who, while the beekeepers are there trying to, get the bees out of there and with their giant, square things and the houses and stuff, he's like, hey, man, watch the leather. And it's like a 93 Corolla. Hey, man.
Those people care about their cars more than anybody. Like a brand new Rolls Royce does not care about the leather as much as the guy with the souped up 92 Corolla.
Chrysler New Yorker. Watch the leather, man. All right, we're going to watch the leather. You're the dummy who left the window open.
It's got rack and pinion steering.
The leather was ruined decades ago. You got spots all over it.
It's Corinthian leather. There is no such thing as Corinthian.
Period.
And Corinthians don't make leather.
I'm sure the dude was stoked. An off-duty firefighter helped out this. I'm sure he was stoked to walk into this. Hey, Jeff, we got something for you. Oh, yeah? What is it? Is it a cat in the tree?
I'm doing some tries.
I'm working on
our Facebook page.
Hey, hop off the concentration curl bench and then head on over to Kroger. We got a great one for you, right?
Albertsons, actually.
Little animal situation. Or Albertsons, that's right. After blocking off the immediate area to ensure the safety of nearby shoppers, Las Cruces firefighters called upon services of off-duty fighter Jesse Johnson.
Before we get into Jesse Johnson, let's take a break.
When we come back,
we'll find out what this guy's involvement was in this crazy story. We got bees, people. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys. Do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless. For what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports,
talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Again, get your tickets for the next live Dumb People Town on May 22nd.
We don't know how many more of these we're going to be doing.
We don't, so please, we want you to come to these shows. Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek and live from here on NPR. He's unbelievable. It's going to be fantastic. He's going to play the music and he's so funny. He's really cool. And then the Doughboys. Their podcast is incredible. We did it. Just good stuff. All right.
Love it.
All right. Eventbrite.com. Check it out. So after blocking out the immediate area, they got the services of off-duty firefighter Jesse Johnson, who in his spare time is a beekeeper, which I'm sure he tells everybody. We know.
Dude, right? That's why we called you over here. What are you going to protect
Or Jay, is he regretting that he put that on his application at
you
this point?
That's
right. Don't put it down as a special skill.
Don't put extra special skills on your job applications,
because
they will get you
to
do that stuff.
He only liked the way the suit looked. But if you like the suit, start fencing.
Right.
Because it's the same goddamn
suit.
Am I right?
It's the same
Could have done the same goddamn suit. But no, he had to say he was into beekeeping. Beekeeping is such a weird term, isn't it, Jay? Keeping the bees sounds so possessive.
Keeping the bees, by the way, should be.
Sounds like a rap group of dudes
whose last name are all bees.
Yeah, keeping the bees. I feel like that's why bees attack us, because we try and keep them.
Yeah.
Don't keep them.
They're
right?
not yours to keep.
It's like your teenage kids. They're going to go after you because you're the closest thing to them. You're trying to keep them safe.
How about bee tending?
Yes.
Bee tending.
There
you
go.
It's so much more like, hey, you have agency too. I'm not trying to keep you.
So Johnson arrived with the proper tools for the trade, a hive kit, lemongrass oil, gloves, and proper tire. Does he keep that shit in his car all the time?
Always.
And was successful.
His wife is like, clean out your trunk.
No way he's married. Yeah, and was successful in removing the beast from the car and relocating him to a more quote-unquote suitable location.
Where?
I.e. his fire chief's office. Mm-hmm. How funny would that be? Oh. You know those guys always like to pull pranks, Jay.
Yep.
Maybe it was a shopping cart of a maskless Karen. I'll put the bees in there.
Hey,
The bees in there. Are we kidding?
Are we kidding?
You don't want to wear a mask up here? Here's
15,000 reasons why you should wear a mask,
you idiot. According to the Post, it took about 2 hours to remove the 15,000 bees from the car. And you know,
I would assume there are still 150 still in there.
Right. He got 13,000.
I'm never driving that car again.
13,500.
I'm getting that thing detailed and letting those guys get stung.
I don't want anyone to get stung. Mm. The whole time, the guy whose car it was telling people that he had groceries that needed to go home. So can we just hurry it up a little bit?
There are frozen pierogies in there.
They were taken to Johnson's property where he keeps his own bees. He keeps his own bees. And I would have ended that last sentence this way in the article. They were taken to Johnson's property where he keeps his own bees and lives alone.
Yes. Where he will someday die alone.
Right. At some point you just go out when you want to die and just fall.
Well, number one, you can't be in a relationship with someone unless they are also a beekeeper.
Right.
And you definitely can't have kids around that situation.
No. So it's the bees or me. He's heard that phrase a lot. And guess what? The bees have won. And that is a story, you
guys.
There
you go. That's a
show. So keep your windows up. Keep them up when you're at the supermarket. There's no reason to keep it down. I don't care how hot it is. Come back and turn the air conditioning on or roll down the windows. I know it's New Mexico. I know it's hot. Keep the windows shut when you go get your groceries. Stay safe, everybody. We love you. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
Wear a mask a little longer. Get vaccinated. And we will see you guys soon. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da.
A podcast network.